Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. One of the great rock and roll songs of all time. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Paul Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? Is Self-Employment for You? I'll get that right in a minute. He's the CEO and founder of Casey Communications. Paul, give us your website, please.
Yeah, prospectsforsuccess.com.
All right.
All one word together, prospectsforsuccess.com, and anyone can go out and take what I call the self-employment test. There are 20 questions, and the higher you score on this test, I believe the higher your prospects for small business success.
I took it myself, folks. It's very informative, very interesting. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. So check that out at prospectsforsuccess.com. They can find out more about your book there too, can't they?
Absolutely.
Paul, we've been talking about what you call the five myths of entrepreneurship. First one was follow your passion. The other one is you got to be a risk taker. The second one was you should fear competition. Let's talk about the fourth and fifth one.
All right.
The fourth one is about being capitalized, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that there is the myth that people have to have a lot of money to start a business. And sometimes I think too much money can be a bad thing. And I feel like, Aunt Mabel gives you a big check because you cook great brownies and therefore you can run a restaurant. And you go into it and there's so much more to running a restaurant than the brownies you cook or whatever it is. Or the souffle you make. And then you just see a lot of businesses going. I think restaurants are a great example of that. But it happens everywhere. Real entrepreneurs, I think, will start very small and grow their idea. I mean, they're dedicated enough for whatever reason they want to do this and succeed. And the reasons vary greatly. But the point is that they'll start it in their basement, start it slow. You know you're in this for the long haul. You're an entrepreneur for life. You're not doing this for 2 years and going to try to sell the business. That's a whole other thing. You can do it that way, but I don't think real entrepreneurs approach it that way. They're going to be doing this for 25 years, or like you.
Well,
we both do.
Well,
you're in it for the long haul.
Exactly.
You've got that entrepreneur bug, and you get that.
I had a guy on the show before you who'd been in business for over 65 years. Still was doing it. 89 years old, he's still writing books. I like what you're saying about this capitalization thing because, you know, I started my business. I didn't have two nickels to rub together, and I was in debt. I had two kids, and I'd been downsized twice. I was in debt. I had two mortgages and no job, and I started my business with almost nothing. I had some tools, I had a computer, I had a printer, and I knew how to use it. And I was ready, but my point is that I didn't have a lot of capital, and over time I grew that. And as you say, you get really smart about being a more efficient with your money when you grow your business like that. The last myth is about expanding. Talk to us about that.
Right. I just submit. Maybe it's my own experience and other people I've talked to, but in my real life, I do media buying for clients. Now, I have the same amount of employees I've had entirely for 25 years, which is zero. I call a lot of free agents to do work for me at times, and my business is 10 times as profitable as it was before, but that was going after better clients, but also staying the same size. All I'm saying is that you don't have to take my path. If you want to grow, that's great. Other people do it differently. All I'm saying is that you don't have to stay profitable and actually become more profitable. You just have to be smarter, and you just said that earlier, Jim. You have to really think through, become more efficient in various fronts, and you can be profitable and not expand, per se.
People need to find the level they're comfortable with, don't they?
Yes.
And that's a beautiful part about being a business owner, is you can seek your own level. You can define success your own way, can't you?
That's right. And to me, what I see when I read the business journals and a lot of articles in the New York Times or whatever papers I look, they really profile people who are venture capitalists who go out there and are buying companies. That's kind of predominantly what people think you must do, and that's why I want to get that point out.
Well said. Give us the website again, Paul, quickly.
Prospectsforsuccess.com.
Check it out, folks. Be sure to take the self-assessment that he has there for you. Thank you for making that available, Paul. Come back again real soon, Paul. Good job today.
Cool.
We'll see you next time. Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.